And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Business Radio X. And we are broadcasting live today from Bears Best Atlanta Golf Tournament in Suwanee. We're in Suwanee, right?
We are in Suwanee.
We are in Suwanee, Georgia. Mike Salmon with you. And we are at the inaugural Partnership Against Domestic Violence, Tee Up to End Domestic Violence Golf Tournament here at the golf course. And I'm joined on our first live cut, in which, by the way, is brought to you by Buffington Burns Electric. Our first guests are Nancy Freehoff. She's the CEO of the organization, and Sue Wyatt is on the board, and you're also the co-chair for this tournament. So I'm going to ask you, Sue, as the co-chair, how's it going so far with the tournament? I understand everybody teed off this morning about 10 o'clock or so. You also had a golf clinic going on. So what's going on out here today?
Oh, we're so excited. We actually have 88 golfers out there that are just really out there having a good time. We couldn't have asked for better weather. It's nice and cool. The rain has held off. But more important, they're all connecting to the mission of the organization, and that's how do we help our women and children of domestic violence and just really raise money for them. So, and then we added this little clinic in the middle of it for those that aren't real really good golfers to have the confidence to come out here and learn about golf.
Because putting on a golf tournament by itself wasn't enough work for you, you decided to add the clinic.
No doubt.
Sue, as you've been able to sit back and try to relax a little bit and look at everything that's going on, what are your thoughts as you're seeing everything play out in front of you?
Well, I think that they've done.
Did I say Sue?
You did.
I meant
but
Nancy.
I'll talk anyway. I won't let that stop me.
I was looking at you, but
yeah, no, I won't let that stop me. No, these women have done an amazing job. They took it on. They have put it together. It's the first year doing it to have almost 90 people. And if you count the tournament players and the clinic folks, we've had over 100 people out here today having a great time, making contributions to our work, learning more about intimate partner violence. They are completely amazing.
Let's dig a little deeper into Partnership Against Domestic Violence and what the organization, what your goal and what your mission is.
Okay, so our mission is to end the crime of intimate partner violence and empower its survivors. We do that through direct services, through community education. Gwinnett Fund Development Committee, who put on this event, they support our Gwinnett Shelter, which is the largest domestic violence shelter in the state of Georgia. So this money will go to help support housing 250 to 300 people, over half of those children, making sure they have food to eat and clothes to wear and transportation to get to jobs and all those things that need to happen every day for them to move from really the trauma and terror, intimate partner violence, to this beautiful life with hope and with light in it.
We're going to talk about Buffington Burns Electric all afternoon as well while we do these cut-ins, because thanks to them, we're able to broadcast live from this wonderful event. But there's so many other great partners and sponsors that I know you definitely want to give them some kudos.
Absolutely. Well, Northside Hospital is our presenting sponsor, and they've just been a tremendous friend of Partnership Against Domestic Violence for many, many years. Metro Waterproofing is a sponsor, so you probably can say the list better than I can.
Oh, that was a test, Nancy. CAB is the other big one for us. And of course, we have Renaissance Bank and several others that have been great sponsors. But the partnership from a community perspective is unbelievable. How many of our companies have just come out and supported us. Hayes Chevrolet is another one that comes to mind. And so we thank our community for loving and caring about this organization.
We want to make sure we give love to CAB Incorporated, because I used to call them CAB as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, and they're CAB Incorporated. So we want to make sure we get that right, because they stroked a nice check. But it looks like everybody's having a great time. I know you had to be a little concerned, Nancy, about the weather, but it looks like actually worked out well, because the cloud cover has cooled it off a little bit.
Yeah, no, we sent in a personal request. So we knew that the weather was going to be good. So we've actually gotten exactly what we asked for, which is absolutely no rain till all the players get back in. We've been assured about that. And then, we've got a very nice cloud cover, a nice breeze, so it's completely perfect.
What has surprised you so far about seeing it all come together?
I think the two things that have surprised me, and I shouldn't be surprised about this because we have great expertise, the way that Sue and Alyssa, who is our other co-chair, just took it on, claimed it, and made it happen. And it has been so smooth. Everything has gone exactly as planned. We have a wonderful lunch today. We've got Chick-fil-A out on the course with people. We'll have a nice reception this evening. And people are having a great time. And it's just amazingly smooth.
Sue, as the coach here helping put this all together, what has surprised you so far?
I think just the energy and the excitement of the golfers of wanting to know more about the organization and then wanting to go win a golf tournament. Yeah. So it's really been exciting to watch 88 golfers just really care about the day and care about the organization. That energy this morning before they went out at 10 o'clock this morning was amazing.
Have you had any hiccups at all today? I mean, has it gone completely smooth? If so, kudos to you. But have there been a few hiccups at all?
Well, there's always going to be a hiccup here or there. And so far, we know that everybody got their lunches out on the golf course. That's always your challenge, is trying to get 88 boxes out there of Chick-fil-A out to the golfers and not miss anybody because they're on different holes. But that's gone smoothly so far. We hope they're having a good time out there.
I think we can say that everything has been absolutely smooth because every person has had a smile on their face and I haven't seen a frown yet. So I think we're good to go.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be here all afternoon and we're going to talk to sponsors and we'll talk to any golfers that want to talk to us. You know, some do, some don't when they have a few alcoholic beverages,
yeah.
and that's fine. But we definitely want to give a lot of love to the sponsors today. But we want to get you guys back at the end of the day so you can maybe give us a little wrap-up report
okay.
and let us know. And hopefully, we're all still smiling.
Yes. Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, and especially the ones that win some of the prizes, they'll really be smiling.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll get some of the winners to come on as well.
Perfect.
But what are some, you guys, I see a bunch of gifts over there. Is that a silent auction or a live auction you're doing?
See, well, I'll let you talk about our baskets.
Sure. We've got six baskets over there that are full of amazing, from a Garmin watch and a round of golf for four here at Bears Best that we're actually raffling off. We've got a whiskey and cigar basket over there, if that's where you want to partake. A great game basket for that quality family time that we're all loving so much and have grown to appreciate over the past year. It's just a great way, another opportunity for us to raise funds for the organization. But yes, there are going to be six happy individuals go back out the door with a basket of amazing gifts tonight.
Well, for those that are maybe hearing us today and they're going, gosh, I wish I had known about this. This is not going to be a one and done, I'm guessing. We're going to be able to do this again next year?
Absolutely. As wonderful as it's been, this will be an annual event. And for everything that's going on at our organization, just go to PADV, Partnership Against Domestic Violence, first letter of every word, PADV.org. We've got a very robust website, all of our events. We've got a great Hearts with Hope event coming up in September. You can volunteer through the website. You can donate through the website. So go to PADV.org and you absolutely will find a way to get connected.
All right, Nancy Frigoff and Sue Wyatt with PADV, Partnership Against Domestic Violence. We are at the first annual Tee Up to End Domestic Violence Golf Tournament here at Bears Best Atlanta. Thank you so much for stopping by, and thank you for allowing us to be a part of this event as well.
Absolutely. Well, we are thrilled. We were able to do your show a couple of weeks ago, and you all are doing, you're a critical part of bringing that awareness and that education and helping us fulfill that mission. So we couldn't do it without partners like you. So thank you so much.
Well, you guys did most of the heavy lifting. I know Sue did a lot of the heavy lifting as well.
The team did, not just me.
So great. You got a great team in place.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll be talking to you more this afternoon. Again, we are broadcasting live, and we want to thank Buffington Burns Electric. We're going to talk more about them and give you more details about what they do. But for your commercial and industrial electrical needs, be sure to get in touch with Buffington Burns Electric. The website is buffingtonburns.com, or you can call them at 770-922-8098. I'm here the rest of the day. Amanda Pierce is here, so we'll hear from Amanda as well. So stay tuned, and we'll have live cut-ins all afternoon right here on Business Radio X.